This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 10-6-2020, and this is show number 154. Well, Nick, hey, the election news might be gloomy, but the employment news is pretty on the upside, isn't it?
Yeah, you have great numbers coming out today. The October non-farm payroll number was positive by 638,000. The expectations were for around 570,000, and the October unemployment rate dropped to 6.9% from 7.9%. So that was a good report overall and very, very positive for the markets and the economy. So very good news today coming out of the job report.
All right. Hey, so and that is a plus for the economy. And what effect has it had on the markets?
Well, today the markets are stalling out a little bit. It's not a big down day by any stretch. You have the Dow down 70 points. You have the Russell down a little bit, down 9 points. The NASDAQ is down $3. It's basically a flat day. And the S&P 500 down about $3, $4 right now. So it's really a flat session. But remember, the market has had a big, big rally over the last four trading days. So it needs to pause here and consolidate a little bit. Needs to take a breather because we've gone from the S&P, I should say, has gone from basically 3250 all the way up to 3500. So you need a little bit of a sideways action here, and then you can push to new highs.
3250 to 3500. How much can all this good news, how long can it go on for?
Well, right now you have the controversial election going on, so we haven't gotten a definitive winner here. But I think it could go on a little bit longer, maybe into Thanksgiving or Christmas. That's always a possibility around there. You know, we'll have to look at the charts and see what they tell us. But right now, seasonality, you know, you have favorable seasonality trends. So you want to respect that. But you do got to get above those October highs, and that has not happened yet. And then you have to get above these September highs, and that has not happened yet. So we'll watch for pattern here over the next few days. But it's been a really, really good week for the markets.
All right. And so we're going to look to that. What are the October and September highs, by the way?
So the October high, let's start with the September top. So that was really a major top in the S&P 500, and that was around 3588. And then we put in a lower high in October, and that was around 3550. So right now we're sitting at 3506, 3507. Yesterday we got to as high as 3529. But going into that October pivot, you know, you normally will stall out, especially after you've had basically a four-day surge like we saw. So it's not unusual to do a little backing and filling here.
Yeah, pretty amazing, though, for going from where complete despair, if you will, to a major advance that's going to test the prior highs. If it doesn't go past them, then it's going to fall back, right?
That's right. But I would give it the benefit of the doubt that we'll go up to those highs and test them and possibly go through them just because of the seasonality that is in play. Something else you have to remember, too, is that the market loves the fact that the Senate will be controlled by the Republicans. Congress is still controlled, or I should say the House is still controlled by the Democrats. And that kind of, you know, makes the president, if it is Joe Biden, not able to get those tax cuts through, or those tax hikes through, I should say. and that really just causes a stalemate and gridlock, and the market seems to like that. Everybody kind of knows that theme.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? That no government, it's just following through on what Thomas Jefferson said, Nick. The government that governs best is that which governs least, right?
That's right, and that's why you see the rally.
Mm-hmm. And so, when we look at this going into next year, early next year, are you thinking the trend's going to continue?
No, I don't think that. I think next year, depending on who's in office, will tell us a lot more. So I'm going to wait and have to see who wins this election. Right now, I know that the media is saying that Joe Biden's going to win, and he very well may. But I think this is going to have to go to the Supreme Court. So I'd rather wait and see how that plays out. And I'm starting to work on my 2021 forecast already. So, you know, I'll have more for everybody down the road a little bit.
All right. Well, we're waiting for that with bated breath, Nick. Hey, finally, so gold and silver. Yesterday was a blowout day. The gold went up nearly $50 the ounce. Silver went up $1.50 thereabouts. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. It was a pretty amazing day.
Oh, gold was on fire yesterday, and it's actually holding up pretty well today. Gold futures are up another $6. The GLD is up 32 cents. It was a great move for gold yesterday, and gold is a good leading indicator too, and that helped the market rally as well. So good action for gold. Good action yesterday for gold miners too. They were really holding up. They had a spectacular showing. And today they're basically flat, but that's what happens after a big move. You got to take a little break. It's like running up a mountain and you have to take a breather. I still think that gold and gold miners are still in that sideways pattern, but I love patterns like this where they're just nice and tight. You get those big rallies, you get the sell-offs, and you know, we're just building a base. And when you build a base, you're ultimately looking to go higher.
Yeah, and silver had a pretty stellar day yesterday too, huh?
Yeah, silver was on fire yesterday. And be honest, silver is on fire today, up another 1.8%. So, you know, don't take anything away from silver today. It was up big yesterday, and it's doing pretty well today. But like I said yesterday on the program, I think the 26 level is probably where you stall out a little bit. We got as high today, I think, as 25.97, 25.98 for silver. So we're going to hit a little resistance in this $26 zone.
Interesting. Well, but just last week, it was down to 23-something, right?
That's right. It was actually for a day, it was actually below 23 for a part of the day and then recovered a little bit and closed above 23. So you have gone from slightly below 23 all the way up to $26. It's been an amazing move in just about 7-8 trading days.
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable. And yeah, the miners have taken off as well. The ones that we watch here are just also on fire.
Well, that's what happens when you get these big moves. And right now, I think that we'll, even when you look at the gold price or the silver price, you know, we're going to do some pausing and stalling. But that's what you want to see for a bigger term or a bigger picture outlook. That's ultimately what's going to, you know, make this go a lot higher.
All right. Well, we're excited about it, Nick. And we're reaping the rewards of political uncertainty and all the other madness that is taking place around the world. You got to go over to inthemoneystocks.com, take a look at Nick's record, and take a look at the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Send us your questions, your emails, put the comments up there on YouTube. We'll address a bunch of them next week, I promise. I know I've been promising, but this week has been extraordinary. Just couldn't do it. But next week, that's a promise. KL at KerryLutz.com. Nick, have yourself a great weekend. We'll resume on Monday.
Sounds good, Kerry. Have a great weekend.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.